Arg! Ahoy there, matey! Welcome aboard the world of boating.
Please stand clear of the doors. Por favor, manténganse alejado de las puertas.
The radio show devoted exclusively to the boating lifestyle.
You're gonna need a bigger boat.
Brought to you by worldofboating.com, your internet portal for the boating enthusiast.
I was just looking into buying a boat of my own.
Call World of Boating toll-free now at 1-888-28-BOAT. That's 1-888-828-BOAT.
And welcome. This is the World of Boating. Greg, your first mate. That is me. I'm Barry the Boater. And Mike the Mariner rounding out the crew as we attempt to navigate the latest boating news and information. Barry's a little under the water.
under the weather today.
Under the water. He's got a raspier voice, so he's got a whole Barry White thing going on. So if you get slightly aroused, I mean, that's on you, okay?
No one mentioned it till you did.
What are you talking about? You're telling
slightly
me?
Slightly aroused.
Well, you're saying your better half loved it.
And, well, yeah. The Barry White thing, yeah.
Baby. Sure. Did you turn down the lights and maybe pop open a bottle of bubbly?
Bow wow.
Right, right. I'll put the old disco ball back up, right?
Actually, he sounds pretty normal to me.
No, like, it's been the last 2 days of just constant nose dripping here.
Oh, now, well, you just ruined the mood. Okay. All right.
It is what
whiskey
it is.
Whiskey and honey. You mean whiskey and honey.
Oh, no. Whiskey's nasty, man. That burns.
Emphasis on the whiskey. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, that'll get quicker. And then you won't care about.
I'm sure it will. I'm going to pass out soon anyhow.
Coming out of your nostrils. Anyway,
and when you wake up, you'll be healthy.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay. Oh, that's the trick.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's medically proven.
Yeah, you can learn a few things from your fellow crew members here, Barry. Come on.
That's right.
All right. So anyway, he's going to muster through and get through it. But we got a few things to navigate on this weekend of the Palm Beach Boat Show, by the way.
Yes.
Which is going on right now. Weather looks pretty good. I bet it could be a good show. I mean, well, they say over 50,000 people are going to be there in Palm Beach this weekend.
Yeah,
well,
they said in the past up to 55,000, I believe it was. Yeah. And also in the past, over $1.05 billion in economic impact. So that's, the restaurants, the hotels, all the other stuff that goes on to getting this together. The people, Palm Beach, if you were to go to that boat show, it's on the Intracoastal. Mm-hmm. And you see, it's just dock after dock after dock. And then you realize those docks are not normally there. So they're temporary, but the way they do it, it almost looks like it's always been there. And you just see miles and miles of boats. It's really nice.
Walk on down and admire these expensive vessels. Like, that could be me someday. And drool accordingly. But if you're doing, like we talked about this last week, if you're really smart, you go to a boat show like that and you try to hang out at the watering holes, at the bars at the boat shows, and buddy up next to the bar. Next thing you know, you're talking to a billionaire and you just want to suck up to them, become good friends. Next thing you know, they're bringing you on the boat and you're traveling around the world. That's
It's like you mentioned last week, is you said you got to first know that the guy owns the boat, and then you just casually says it's a nice yacht, but it looks a little small, and then get him a little riled up. So he goes, small? What do you mean?
You just got to put yourself out there. You got to whore yourself out. And with Barry's voice, maybe you can use that to it. No, that won't work probably, but I don't know.
We're at a slight disadvantage in that.
Yeah, effort. We are. Now, if we had Greg out there doing it, he's so hot.
Okay, way to make it awkward, Barry. Gee whiz.
Okay, on to another subject.
Yes, let's talk about saving the world.
Save the world.
This conversation is going to ruin it.
Okay.
Barry came across a story about, what was it? Suzuki, the manufacturer, has come out with some new technology that might help the environment while you're boating.
This was in a Trade Only magazine. Suzuki has freed the patents on a microplastics device that collects microplastics in the cooling water of your engine. And the way they do it is that, a regular outboard engine It takes the water in through the lower unit and it passes it through the engine, collects the heat, and then just exhausts it out. But what they're doing is putting in a filter that I guess is fine enough to collect the microplastics that it's probably inhaling. And instead of exhaling it, it collects it. And then it has an easy way for you to do, take it apart, clean it, or empty it. And what you're doing is you're cleaning the water as you are boating because plastics, most plastics float. So all of this stuff is on the surface anyhow.
So Suzuki had a patent for that technology, which seems kind of common sense to me, though. I mean,
but what they're doing is they're saying to the rest of manufacturers, to Mercury, to Honda, to Yamaha,
get on board this idea.
You can use this technology for free. You don't have to pay us for this because imagine all the boaters with outboard engines that are constantly driving around and you have these little engines coming along and just sucking up water and cleaning it as you go. It's like if you were to drive around with a filter all the time on your boat, cleaning up the ocean.
Well, what are you giving up performance-wise on something like
nothing,
that, Mike?
Because
you don't think?
No.
Barry says no. What do you say, Mike? What do you think?
Well, I mean, it would be negligible if the design is right. So this is a technology that is used in other sectors as well. I'm in the air conditioning business, and in large chiller plants with cooling towers, there's a device called a side stream filter that's added to remove debris from the water stream that cools chiller plants. And what happens is, you know, that's an open water loop, so it gets debris and pollen and dirt and dust and leaves and all these things in it. Mm-hmm. And to keep that out of the main equipment, use a side stream filter to collect it. And you periodically open up the bottom of that side stream filter and clean it out. It's kind of like a pool skimmer.
Right.
If you think about it in terms of a pool skimmer.
Well, like a whole house water filter. Wouldn't it be the same kind of thing, too?
Right. Yeah. Right. But the trick is you still have to deliver the same amount of water to the engine to reject the heat. So the side stream filter is sized so you don't increase the pressure drop. Mm-hmm. And the pressure drop is, you know, the water going in, then it has to go through what you're collecting, because the more debris you collect, the harder it is for the water to flow through.
Right.
So you still have to have the water flowing through, and the pump has to be able to accommodate that pressure drop to go to deliver the cooling water to the engine. So that's how it's done.
Yeah. What do you think, Barry?
And they specifically say that this is water's collected, or this material is collected after the water has gone through the engine to cool it. So they probably have a bypass system also set up that if this starts to clog up or get too much debris in there, it'll bypass it. Like the oil filter on your car. If people don't change their oil filter, eventually it starts to clog up and it has a bypass valve in there. Mm-hmm. So you don't blow up the engine.
Right. Yeah.
Because you don't want side stream. Yeah. That's the side stream part of it. So as the filter gets to the point where water can't easily flow through it, it'll just flow through the primary part of the cooling system, and the water delivered to the engine stays the same.
Okay. So then it would like set off like a sensor or something like, hey, clean the filter. That'd be the problem. You know, the only problem with that type of system would be like if you're cruising out on the intercoastal, God knows what you're sucking up. You could clog up a filter like that, I would imagine, pretty quickly, wouldn't you think? If it's that, it has pretty fine to catch microplastics, I would imagine. Yeah.
But the bigger things, if you look at any outboard, the intake for the water already goes through these little plastic, like a grating.
Yeah.
You know, like a sifter. So a lot of this stuff does not go through the engine. But what they're talking about are these are the really small things that you can't see. The things that they say are going to harm us that we probably already have in our bodies, the forever stuff that our bodies can't get rid of.
Gross.
Microplastics.
Yeah. Right.
Well, so, maybe you take it a step further and just have it spit out perfectly good drinking water. How about that? If it's going to take out all the microplastics, throw a desalinator.
Yeah, but it would still be salty, right?
Yeah. And you got two benefits, maybe. Now we're just getting crazy. It's just crazy talk now.
I'm not going to drink water coming out of an outboard motor, but
you don't think? Well, after it went through the filter, it was good enough to get all the.
What do you think they do with the water in the space station?
Drink your own, you know.
Right.
Okay. Well, we'll think about it and probably avoid it at all costs. More coming up on the World of Boating. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the World of Boating Radio Network.
Be an explorer in the other two-thirds of your world. Be the buddy who takes the kids in the aquarium instead of just to it. Be adventurous. Be amazed. Be a diver.
Hosting a radio show about scuba diving and boating is one of the best gigs on the planet. It's actually part of my job to check out and report on cool new products I personally use to enhance my diving and boating adventures. However, I do believe in sharing the joy, and this is why we've added Nanook protective hard cases to our list of products you can now purchase on the merchandise page at scubaradio.com. Nanook cases are designed to protect the most sensitive equipment in the harshest environments. Underwater photographers, listen up. From their high-impact NK7 resin to their exclusive power claw latches, Nanook has raised the bar for those of you that demand the best protection for your gear. Plus, Nanook protective cases cost less than similar products currently on the market. The company has been around for over 15 years, but it's new to the U.S., so we've made a small number of Nanook cases available exclusively for you at a special introductory price on the merchandise page at scubaradio.com. Go there now and check out Nanook, the evolution of protection.
Traffic sucks, unless you're scuba diving with Mike Scott.
Mike glanced down at his dive computer. It showed less than 50 PSI left in his tank. Probably just a few more breaths.
Or riding shotgun in a thrilling car chase.
One bullet hit the Jeep's windshield, spiderwebbing the passenger side. Mike shifted into second gear and felt the Jeep leap forward. This just got serious.
Escape your commute with audiobooks from author Eric Douglas. Download to your phone. Go to booksbyeric.com or audible.com.